it up. You were telling me about the camp meetings and why you wanted to go?
Uh-huh. And I'd like to see the people shout and hear the preachers preach and things like that, but I never did get to go. But after I got up some size and got in, went to Seneca Junior College over there, well, a lot of the girls, we all would, you know, beg different ones to carry us down there. We'd get to go down there then, but we were great big girls, teenagers, then when we went to camp meeting. But back there, that's when I wanted to go to see these old people shout, pat, and jump.
When were these camp meetings held? Do you remember what time of year?
In September.
And how long?
Around about the middle of September. And they would... They would have it then, they start on a Monday night. My mother told me this. They used to would start on a Monday night. And then different preachers and things, different churches would take nights and go up until Sunday. And when Sunday come, you couldn't stir them with a stick. Everybody in the county was there.
So many people.
Mm-hmm.
So these meetings would last how many days then?
But here of late, they only last one day. But back there in my mother's lifetime, they'd go on a week.
A whole week?
Uh-huh.
And how many hours would they start in the daytime or always at night?
Start at night.
Start at night?
Mm-hmm.
About what time and go to what time at night?
They start around 7 o'clock, usually hour.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to about 10, 11 o'clock.
Wow. Did you ever hear who led the services? You said different preachers?
Well, different members of the church
mm-hmm.
would
You said different members of the church
would lead the devotion.
Did anybody ever stay overnight at any of these camp meetings?
They used to, my mother said. They come from far and near and, you know, come to visit the people at that time. And they'd spend the night to go to the meeting the next day.
Hmm. Did members of different churches come together at your camp meetings?
All around Seneca. Methodists, Baptists, Presbyterians, the Holiness, all the church would come together. That's what made such a huge crowd.
Now, you said you weren't allowed by your mother to come, but did other young people come?
If they did, I didn't know about it.
You didn't know?
Because I didn't go.
Everything you know is what your mother told
about. That's right.
Okay. Do you remember any camp meetings that relatives talked about when they were young, you know, before you were born?
No, I don't.
Did you ever attend any singing conventions when you were young?
Never did.
What about, do you have any favorite songs?
Yes, How Great Thou Art.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's one of my favorite songs. And another one is How to Reach the Masses, Men of Every Birth.
That's pretty. Did you ever attend a singing school?
No.
Didn't that either?
No.
Okay. Do you remember any occasions when black and white people came together to worship?
Yes. The first time that I remember the blacks and the whites coming together was I was sent to Columbia as a delegate. And all this was from the Methodist Church. It wasn't a United Methodist then.
This is before then?
This is before.
Do you have any idea when this was?
No, I guess.
About how old were you?
Oh, I had finished school.
You were out of school by then?
The first time that we went as a joint meetings together, the white and the blacks, because the white and the blacks, we went in the same car Columbia.
You traveled together from Seneca?
Yeah, and we were down there a week, black and white, at a missionary meeting.
You were telling me about traveling to the mission?
Yes, in Columbia, and we met together then at this mission meeting, the black and white.
But this, you were in your 20s then, you think?
Yeah.
And this was the first time you had met with blacks?
Black and white.
Did you stay at different homes
or
places?
No, we stayed right in the building at Columbia. But we stayed separate. The whites stayed at a building and the blacks stayed at a building.
They separated
all of us
then.
Was going together.
And you all worshiped together and went
yes.
to these meetings
yes.
together. And ate together?
Ate together.
Do you know of any kind of groups when you were a little girl that were within your church? Were there any kind of women's groups or men's groups or youth groups?
In my church?
Yeah, back then when
yes,
you were little.
Yes, we had one of our members formed a little group called the Willing Workers. And that's where I started learning to do church work in this Willing Workers Club. One of the ladies of the church was overseer of the younger group, and we worked under her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I just thought of a question about when you went on that mission group for the first time. Why were you selected? Do you remember? What was it you were to do?
Well, we were working with Bible class at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And they were teaching us how to set up these classes. And things that we could teach the children.
About the Bible?
About the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And then the handicraft work that they would do.
I see.
Making little baskets and drawing and coloring, things like that.
And all of you were going
yes.
to learn to do
yes.
that kind
uh-huh.
of thing. Okay. I'd like to get on to your school time, Miss Gassaway. Where did you go to school when you were a child? What's the first school you attended, and how old were you?
I started to school, at the age any other child would start.
Like first
at
grade?
6 o'clock. I mean, six. Right out here at the school, right across the road here, where this greenhouse sits.
Across from Pine Street?
Mm-hmm.
And
right on this street,
and you started
a big school, and it went as far as the seventh grade, and I was first grade. Miss Katie Hicks was my first grade teacher.
Do you remember your second grade teacher?
Miss Ida Sloan.
Your third grade?
Miss Willie Grant.
Willie Grant. And your fourth grade teacher?
Lily Shaw, Dr. Shaw's assistant.
And your fifth grade?
Let me think. My fifth grade teacher was Miss Carrie Benson.
And
my sixth grade teacher was Miss Julia Collins. And my seventh grade teacher with my brother-in-law, J.P. Butts.
Oh, that's the first man you mentioned. They were men teaching
he
men?
He was the principal.
Oh, he was the principal of the school. So you had a black man principal,
mm-hmm.
and all the other teachers were black, too,
yes,
I assume. This
yes.
was an all-black school?
All-black
school. How many children were in the school? About. Any idea?
I guess about 400. At that time.
That was a good sized school.
Uh-huh.
And you said it was a big school. Can you describe the building to me a little bit and tell me about it?
It was a building that had an auditorium. We could open up the doors and make a big auditorium. And all the classrooms could be closed in by doors, and all the teachers have their separate classrooms.
How many children were in each class, about, that you, if you can remember?
I guess we had about, 40 children in ours.
40 children in your class?
In the first grade, uh-huh. And then as we come on up, it wouldn't be as many.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How long was the school year? When did it start and when did it end?
Well, we had a short school year. I think it was 7 months. That's all we got. That's mm-hmm. all they'd give us.
Mm.
7 months.
How about each school day? How long a day did you have?
From 8 until 2.
8 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. Did mm-hmm. you have time off for lunch or did you have lunch after?
Yes, we had lunch. We had a short recess at 10 o'clock. And we had a long recess at 12 o'clock.
So you had two recesses.
Mm-hmm.
Did you bring your own lunch or did you eat lunch at school?
I could just come across the street and get my lunch.
You used to come home for lunch.
I come home for lunch. Uh-huh.
You didn't have to draw to walk. You weren't That's like right. these 2-3 milers. Huh?
But most times I wouldn't come. I just enjoy playing, so till I wouldn't even come home to eat.
Did your mother ever call you and say uh-huh. to come home? No?
Well, sometimes when she have a lot of clothes, she'd tell me before I leave, I want you to come home and draw me some water.
That's right.
And I would come home then and get her water. And I'd battle the clothes for her and put them back in the tubs so she could wash them.
Did some of the school children have a long way to walk?
Yes, yes. I had friends to walk 3 miles out to Coatney. On here, about 3 miles from here.
Mm.
And sometimes they'd ask me to go home with them. And ooh, I'd just love to go home with them because I wanted to walk a long way. Mm. And Mama would let me go with them. And we'd come back the next morning. I nearly freeze. It's so cold.
You would spend the night with them
uh-huh.
then. You told me who your teachers were. Now, where did they live? Do you remember?
Miss Katie Hicks lived back of Seneca Junior College.
Mm-hmm.
And the second teacher I had, Miss Ida Sloan, lived the third house from here.
Mm-hmm.
And then Miss Willie Grant lived on Oak Street. That's the street right back of here. And Miss Carrie Benson lived at Fairplay, and Miss Julia Collins lived in Greendale, South Carolina, and Mr. Burris lived over there on Oak Street. He was my brother. My sister married him. Mm.
Do you have any idea what kind of training that they had? Had they all gone to some kind of a college,
yes,
do you know?
Yes, yes. Miss Ida finished at Benedict College with one of my sisters. And Miss Carrie Benson finished at Morris College in Sumter, South Carolina. All of them had training. And Collins, she finished from Allen University in Columbia. And Mr. Burris, my brother-in-law, he finished from State College in Orangeburg.
Which one of your sisters was he married to?
Minnie. One called Minnie. Minnie, yes.
What was the name of the school?
Well, they just called it the Graded School.
Just call it the Graded School.
The Graded School. Mm-hmm. Seneca Graded School.
Seneca Graded School. And was it supported, was it a public school?
Yeah.
It was. It was a public-supported school. Mm-hmm. Did your parents attend school, either your mother or your father?
My father, he went to school a short time. That's where he learned to cotton, he said. But my mother never went to school. My father taught my mother how to read.
He did. Now, when your father went to school, do you know where he went?
No.
No. And you don't know how long?
And then I don't think it was, I mean, it must have been a school where they taught trades, you know.
A trade school. Was it here in Seneca?
No, it was down near Lounsville of Belton, South Carolina. Yeah.
When did he teach your mother to read? When they were first married?
When they first married. And she read through the Bible twice.
Could she write as well? Did he teach her to write?
Yes, she could write a name real good.
Mm-hmm. What do you know about your grandparents' schooling?
Not a thing.
Mm-hmm. Any other relatives that are older? Do you know anything about their school? Mm-hmm. How many years did you attend school? You went to this graded school, and did you go on to another school?
4 years. 4 years at Seneca Institute. That was the college up there. 4 years. And then I went to Claflin. I attended there.
How do you spell Claflin?
C-L-A-F-L-I-N.
And Claflin. And that's the one that's in Orangeburg. Uh-huh.
I went there 2 years. And the other 2 years, I took it in summer school. 4 years.
What summer school was that?
State College.
Which state college?
South Carolina? In Orangeburg, South Carolina.
What was the name of that college?
Just, they called it State College.
Just South Carolina State College. So you went through 7 years of grade school, uh-huh. Then 4 years at Seneca Institute,
uh-huh.
And 2 years of Claflin, uh-huh. And then several years of summer school?
Yes.
At South Carolina State. Did you live down there when you did that?
Went down there for summer school every year.
Did you go drive back and forth? Or did
no, stayed down
you, there. Oh, you lived down there in the summers, mm-hmm. When you went. How many summers was that, do you remember?
I don't know. It was about four summers.
Four.
Four.
And so you graduated from high school?
Yeah.
And you graduated from college?
Yes.
Do you have a B.A. or a B.S. or?
B.A.
B.A. Mm-hmm. When you finished school, did you plan to be a teacher right away?
Yes.
Is that what you were studying
That's
to do?
That's what I studied to be. And I was that. And they say I was a good one.
I bet you were a good teacher. Now, you said you taught for 3 years and decided to go to New York. When you came back from New York, did you pick up teaching again?
I picked it up. I was going to quit. And when I went up there, I was going to quit teaching and go up there and do domestic work because you could make so much more money. And I didn't like it, and I couldn't get no reference because I'd never worked for nobody. And, of course, I decided that I would come back home. I sent my sisters all a letter and told them I'm coming back home, and they sent me the money.
And that's how you had enough money to get home?
That's how I had enough money to get home. I had a cousin there, and she said to me, Anna, said, you know, it's a little church down here. Says, a little church down here. Say, you get your robe and go down there. Say, you can preach and get you enough money to go home. you can get your, get you enough of money to go home on.
Mm.
I decided I'd try. And I did.
Now, where was this?
This was in New York.
In New York, they told you to try preaching. Did you try? Did it work?
Worked pretty good. I guess I made about, one night, I made about, I mean, 1 week, they gave me about $75. And I took that $75 and put it in the post office and kept it until I got my things together. And then I called my mother and told her I was coming home. She was mighty glad.
I'm sure.
Because she didn't want me to go.
Those first 3 years that you taught, where did you teach?
First 3 years I taught at Liberty.
Liberty?
Liberty, South Carolina.
And when you came back here, where did you teach?
When I came back, I taught at right over here at Clemson, at Abel, a little school called Abel.
Mm-hmm.
I taught there.
How long did you teach there?
14 years.
And where?
And from there, I went to Pickens. That's when they integrated. The black and the white was integrated. They cut out all the little schools. And they sent me to Pickens Elementary School, white. Only one black teacher was there.
You were the only one?
That was me. Only one.
Now,
and I was so afraid because at that time, you know, the whites were so bitter against the blacks going into the school. And my sister was here from Cleveland, Ohio. And she was going back to Cleveland the next day. And I said to her, I said, Hattie, don't go back tomorrow. She said, why? I said, I'm going to go into this white school. And I was just so afraid. All the side of that school was nothing but glass, and I just couldn't see. They were talking, you know, about integrating what they were doing for the black teachers and the black children. And I was just afraid to go into that school. And I asked her to stay. She said, why? I said, tomorrow, so we are integrated. And I'm going into the white school. And I said, I don't know what's going to happen. And she said, oh, don't think like that. She said, but I'll stay. And she stayed. And I went in. And we didn't know incident. One lady came in and I was getting the names of the children. This lady was named Miss Youngblood. And the only thing, she came in and got her little boy and said, I don't want him in here. But the principal was standing there. The white principal was standing there. And he just said, well, if you don't want him in here, just take him on with you. Hmm. And that's the only incident that we had.
What year was that? Do you remember when that was? When the school was integrated?
I just don't remember years when they integrated. Just about what time did they start integrating?
I'm not good at that either now. 1960?
I just really don't know, but I think it was somewhere in that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. When you taught school, what grades did you teach? Like those first 3 years, what grade, what did you teach? I never asked you that.
I taught third grade up until I went into the integrated school.
And then what did you teach?
And then I taught social studies.
So you had always taught third grade in the other schools.
Uh-huh.
And then then you taught social studies.
Yes.
Was this social studies to little kids or older kids?
Fifth grade
social
Nothing
studies.
Nothing but fifth grade children. I taught all social studies in the fifth grade.
Okay. Who was the first person in your family to attend college? Do you remember?
My older sister, Lula.
She was the very first one in your whole family,
uh-huh.
Lula. And where did she go?
She went to Raleigh. That's the one that went to college and finished fall on nursery.
She was the nurse. She was. And who else in your family went to college?
Mamie. She went to Clapham.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
Hattie. She went to Benedict.
Mm-hmm. Did all of them graduate?
No.
They didn't.
No, the rest of them dropped out.
I mean, oh, well, which ones graduated then?
Lula, Mamie, Hattie, Alice.
Oh, they all graduated from college. You meant the others didn't go. Okay. Did your family have books at home?
What kind of books?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Did you have any books at all? The Bible, any other books?
Yes, my mother had the Bible, and we had my sisters that went away to college. They had some type of instruction, books that my mother ordered for them when they were in college. You know, encyclopedias, something like that.
Oh, you had some encyclopedias?
Yes,
as well.
She had encyclopedias.
And I'm sure you probably had a Bible?
Yes, we had two or three Bibles, because she read the Bible through twice.
Did you have reference books or dictionaries?
No, not that I know of.
Fiction? Not novels?
My sister, Mamie, had references, because she taught a Bible class.
Oh.
At our church.
Did you have newspapers or magazines?
Newspapers at all times.
Which newspaper did you take?
A paper, a Seneca Journal. They called it the Seneca Journal.
Uh-huh.
At that time, it was called the Farm and Factory.
Farm and Factory?
Uh-huh.
Huh. Did it come daily or weekly?
Weekly.
Did you get any other magazine? I mean, any other newspaper?
Not that I.
Did you take any magazines?
A magazine that I took all the time, Normal Instructor. That was the name of the magazine.
Normal Instructor. That's when you began teaching. Yes. Did your teachers, when you went to school, ever talk about Black history? Or famous Black men and women?
They talk about the famous men that, you know, we had.
Who were some of the ones they were?
Such as Frederick Douglass, Booker T. Washington, Booker T. Washington, and
did they ever read to the class from any works from Black authors?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Frederick Douglass, they read about him all the time. And Booker T. Washington, they just set him up on a pinnacle because he was the one that made the peanut famous.
Right.
They talk about him quite a bit.
But did they talk about any men who wrote? You know, like, did you read any works that a Black author actually wrote? You know, like a book of any kind, other than those famous men?
Langston.
Langston Hughes?
Langston Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
They talked about him quite a bit.
To your recollection, were the white schools different from your school that you went to? You didn't know. So you wouldn't know about when your parents were little either. Do you remember any educational groups or organizations in your community when you were young, like before 1920?
In the educational groups?
Uh-huh. Were there any groups? Don't remember any educational groups at that time. Okay. Miss Gathaway, your school building, can you remember how many stories it was?
It was one story.
Just one story?
One big building. Everybody was on the same floor, but different rooms.
Can you remember how many rooms?
It was 6 rooms.
6 class, one of each grade?
Uh-huh.
What about the 7th grade, though?
The 7th grade, the principal taught the 7th grade in the chapel. in the big chapel where we would all assemble and have devotion in the morning.
Was the chapel next to the school building?
It was in the middle of the school.
It was in the middle of the school?
Uh-huh, and the classrooms were built around it.
Oh, I see. So you had a chapel in the middle with all the schools, other rooms all
chapel.
Around
uh-huh.
it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Now, you said that school was across the street from here.
Right, across the street on Pine Street.
When was it torn down or taken away?
It was torn down about 1927.
Oh, I see.
About 1927.
You said about 40 children were in your first grade, and then as the grades went up, there would not be as many children. Did this mean that the children would drop out as they got older?
Yes. As they got older, they would drop out, get behind, and they wouldn't come back anymore.
So the classes would be smaller and smaller
mm-hmm.
until seventh grade.
That's right.
I see. What did you learn in grade school, the subjects? You know, what were some of the things you studied?
We had some of the basic subjects, reading, writing, arithmetic, geography, hygiene, health, spelling,